Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Her Majesty is not stepping down. Elizabeth had been nominated by Oldie magazine for Oldie of the Year, which the monarch politely declined via a statement. Her Majesty believes you are as old as you feel. As such, the Queen does not believe she meets the relevant criteria to be able to accept and hopes you find a more worthy recipient. I think that the Queen's comment that you are as old as you feel is also a nudge to let us know she's not going to step down as monarch. This echoes a line from Prince Philip in 2012, "There is nothing like it for morale to be reminded that the years are passing ever more quickly, and that the bits are beginning to drop off of the ancient frame, but it is nice to be remembered at all." If Elizabeth were to step down, fortunately there is a deep bench of successors, including the new 11th in line. The British Royal Family's website has updated the line of succession to include Princess Beatrice and Eduardo Mapelli Mozzi's newborn daughter, Sienna Elizabeth Mapelli Mozzi, the 12th great-grandchild of Queen Elizabeth. Sienna is 11th in line to the throne behind her mother. The baby's maternal aunt, Princess Eugenie, is now 12th in line, while Sienna's cousin, August Brooksbank, who was born in February, is 13th in line to the throne. First in line to the throne, Prince Charles isn't above making a joke at his own expense, according to People. During his speech at the Thursday's Prince's Trust Awards trophy ceremony at St. James Palace in London, the future king was taking a moment to thank the event's sponsors when he got in a little quip that seemed to throw a little shade at his odd position as heir to the British throne. Telling a story about a visit he made to a local TK Maxx store a few years back, he said, "I remember there were an enormous number of people who were trying to get in, as they were waiting for me to get out." He added drolly, "Story of my life." People added royal watchers can't help but read into those four words. In the year before her death in 1997, Princess Diana had publicly hinted and reportedly explicitly told friends that she believed her older son, Prince William, should bypass Charles and ascend to the throne to be the next king. Charles also showed a more serious side at Thursday's ceremony, saying, "When I created the Prince's Trust in 1976 to help improve the lives of disadvantaged young people, it was because I was so acutely aware of the challenges that they faced. Over the years, some of the challenges have changed, but the overall mission of giving people self-confidence, self-esteem, and better opportunities remains the same." He noted with pride that we have helped over 1 million young people transform their lives, and the Prince's Trust now works in 18 countries across the Commonwealth and beyond. Of course, some dark humor crept in as he mentioned the Trust's expansion into the US and the global relationships they've been cultivating from Jamaica to Jordan, as he added, "And before I drop dead, I want to make sure we can get even further." He wrapped up his speech telling the recipients, "I am enormously proud of all of you and cannot possibly congratulate you enough. I hope today's experience hasn't been too much of a shock to your system so that you can recover with a stiff drink at the end." Palace Intrigue will be right back. With Halloween coming, you may be in the mood for some spooky stories. Today's Palace Intrigue is brought to you by the new podcast, Where the Living Meet the Dead. On Where the Living Meet the Dead, raconteur Robert Edgerly tells ghost stories in one of our favorite ghoulish cities, Savannah, Georgia. Robert has curated tales that are a mixture of myths, murders, and suspense, and takes your imagination winding down the cobblestone streets of one of the oldest and most curious of cities. Where the Living Meets the Dead is available now wherever you get your podcasts. Prince Charles issued a warning to the world days before leaders gather in the UK for crucial United Nations climate talks, saying there is a dangerously narrow window to tackle global warming. In a recorded message to the Saudi Green Initiative Forum, 72-year-old Charles, a longtime environmentalist, said the coronavirus pandemic has highlighted that human health, planetary health, and economic health are fundamentally interconnected. "We now have a dangerously narrow window of opportunity in which to accelerate a green recovery while laying the foundations for a sustainable future." And wrapping up a big day for Charles news, the prince spoke of his son's words about inheriting the Duchy of Cornwall one day. William spoke of inheriting the estate when the Queen dies and he becomes the Prince of Wales. He said, "I've started to think about how I will inherit the duchy one day and what I do with it. I think it's really important about the family angle. I really do." He added he also thought about passing the estate onto his own children when the time comes, many years down the line. Charles has now revealed he was incredibly moved by his son's words. "When I saw it, I couldn't believe it. I was deeply touched and moved by what he said. Frankly, it reduced me to tears. It did, really, because I suddenly thought, well, just hearing that from him made the last 50 years worthwhile. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Battles and Dragon. Good times.